The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the program. Good to have you with us today. I don't know what's going on around here today. We're going to have a lot of fun. A lot of crazy stuff happening, and we're going to get to all of that in just a little while. I hate to break this to you, and ladies and gentlemen of the Todd Starnes listening show audience, those of you who have not had the conversation about Santa Claus with your children, you might want to have the kids just sort of walk out of the room for just a moment. Just walk right out of the room. Get the kids away from the radio, because I have some difficult news to share with you. So it looks like the Grinch who stole Christmas, his name is Joe Biden. And there's a pretty good chance that the Christmas tree is going to look mighty sparse this year. Thanks to President Biden and his merry little elf, the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, or as he was known during the debates as Mayor Buttigieg. Or Buttigieg, if you will. Big problems with the supply chains continuing. Mayor Pete has one job, and that is the job. And he has completely failed. And as a result, there's a very good chance that you guys are going to have, as the Biden administration said yesterday, a dark winter. So, folks, we're not even a year into this yet. We're not even a year into it. It really does make you wonder what's going to happen next year, right? Not looking good for the supply chain. We've got some great stories about that coming up. Also, all of you white dudes out there, you need to be paying very close attention to what's happening in the National Football League with John Gruden. You know, we talked about this yesterday, and one of the things, and, you know, Levin talks about this a lot, and I never understood what Mark Levin meant by this, but just about every show, Mark Levin would start the program by saying and by talking about how he provides news and content for other show hosts. I really didn't understand what he was talking about until I started doing talk radio, and then I realized a lot of people listen to our show, and which we love for them to do. But at the same time, if they're going to lift our copy, we would at least appreciate an acknowledgement. But look, a lot of these guys, they're paid to be conservative. They're really not in the conservative movement. And so they look to actual conservatives like myself and Levin and Hannity for their content and info. And I guess we should take that as a badge of honor. But it is what it is. So anyway, yesterday on this program, we were talking about why they were going after John Gruden. And I posited on this program that one of the reasons why is he's a white guy. And you just, you know, if you're a white guy and you're a man's man, you know, you don't wear the, I'm not going to talk, you're not wearing a dress, you don't wear the makeup, you don't get the manis or the patties, and you're a dude, that's a problem in today's society. And the cancel culture mob wants to shut you down. Now, I have a theory about all of this. I've been trying to figure this out for a long time, and I think Grace Baker, I may have come to a conclusion about what this is really all about.
Do tell.
This attack on manhood and this attack on men specifically being men. You know, Rush Limbaugh many years ago predicted the demise of the National Football League, and he said the left was going to destroy the NFL because of what it represented. And what did it represent? It represented a bunch of hot-looking cheerleaders on the sidelines waving their pom-poms and other things in the air while a bunch of big, burly, muscular men battled it out fist-to-fist on the football field.
That's pretty accurate.
That's pretty much it. And a lot of drinking going on in the stands.
That too.
People having a good time. It was America at its finest. And then you throw in the national anthem, you throw in the flag, and the big jets screaming over.
America.
I mean, nothing screams America like a football game.
Exactly.
And Rush was spot on. I mean, this is so they are trying to destroy the NFL because it represents America. But Grace, what they really want to do is destroy men in America, which is why many children, I mean, we have a generation of children, of young boys who were medicated. They were diagnosed with things like the attention deficit disorder, ADD. And they medicated these boys who were, quite frankly, their only crime was behaving like a little boy would behave. And little boys like to, who was it we were talking with? I think this was yesterday on the show. And we were talking about you give a boy and a girl a Barbie doll. What is the girl's going to dress it and comb the hair and give it an outfit and have her, you know, meet Ken. The little boy is using Barbie as a sword. You know,
yep.
That's just the mentality. So there are so the little boys think differently than little girls do. And that is human nature.
Yep.
But now they tried to medicate, and they have medicated an entire generation of boys. They're walking around like zombies, and they're not. They every time the little boy tries to do something like play cops and robbers or cowboys and Indians, you know, the kids get punished. So they're trying to recondition little boys and turn them into little girls. The Boy Scouts, a great example of this, where they opened up their ranks, Grace Baker, to the to girls who want to be boys.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
That's what the Girl Scouts are for.
So why are they doing this? So why is the... And so I want to ask you a question as a woman.
Okay.
No pressure, but you're representing all of womankind here.
Oh, no.
On this program. Now, when you are given the choice, you're already married, so you're
yes.
off the market. But if you were back on the market, would you want... You remember Pajama Boy? Remember Pajama
yes.
Boy wearing the flannel pajamas and drinking the cocoa?
Oh, yeah.
With the glasses, even though he doesn't need to wear glasses?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Would you be attracted to a man like that?
Can't say I would be.
A Pajama Boy?
Only the cocoa part.
The cocoa. All right, that's fair enough. That's,
everything else, probably not.
No, that's fair enough. That's good to know. The guys that are flitting about wearing the skinny jeans that are like rolled up, what does that appeal to you?
Not me personally. No.
I just
not
got
my
a text.
Style.
I got a text.
Oh,
flitting
no.
about.
I like the athletic folk. You know,
want a man's man.
Football and basketball players.
So you want you want somebody who's got some guns, right?
Yeah.
On the literally and physically
yes.
speaking. All right.
There you go.
You want somebody
who's faster than me.
So you want somebody who knows his pronouns.
Yeah, that would be preferred.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, no, I get it. I'm inquiring here because
somebody sure of himself.
Because society is really remaking men, right? And now they've got makeup lines for men.
Yeah, it's a little confusing when I go to the makeup store now.
They want men to wear the dresses. I mean, this is real stuff. I mean, even if you're, you know, it doesn't matter what your place is in the alphabet. They want you to wear a dress and wear what they call, remember, they call them merces, right? They're male purses.
Yes, merces.
Mantyhose.
Oh, God.
It's a thing. It's a real thing. I mean, they're trying to womanize men in America. So would you rather, Grace Baker, would you rather have a man, I posed this as a poll to our female audience on Facebook several years ago. And, you know, what are you looking for in a man? And one of the women said, I want a man who pees standing up.
Oh, gosh. Well, all I got to say is I don't want a man whose makeup looks better than mine, so no makeup for the guys.
Oh, geez, Lou. This is where we are. The idea we're even having to have this conversation. But and my other favorite was she wanted a man who would carry her out of a burning building.
Yes, stronger than me is preferred.
Instead of a managing editor who would leave his boss behind in the burning building.
Whoa! Wow, shots fired.
I still have an issue with that.
Clearly, we need to have a therapy session on air. We need to bring
him in
here.
That's a problem. So here's where I'm going with all this, Grace. We are feminizing men in America. And I think there was a point in American history where American men were looked upon as being strong, as being men who would go out there and put themselves in the line of danger to protect people.
Agreed.
To especially protect women. And women were looked upon. Women were cherished. They were put up, you know, on a pedestal, you know, to be honored and revered. And instead, we're sending women to the front lines of the battle now. And again, look, I don't want to, this is not an argument about feminism. It's not. It's about men. And the reality is that men are stronger than women.
Yeah, look, all I can say is my husband can open a pickle jar easier than I can.
There you go.
So I just give it to him and say, please open this for me.
And what would the world be without men if you had a big, you know, you had jars of gherkins and the little midget pickles?
Oh, my gosh.
And, no, well, that's what they call them.
Yes.
They're midget pickles.
You don't come up with the names.
No, I don't come up with the names. Thank you, Grace Baker. What was I talking? Oh, yes. So what is happening in America? I got sidetracked by the pickles.
Pickle jar openers.
No, we don't. And that's not kosher.
It's not.
Or dill.
It sucks.
So here's the problem. Thank you, Grace. So here's the problem. And here's where all this is going. Somebody out there wants to weaken this country. And what better way to weaken the country than to weaken the men of America? When you look at all the studies, all the surveys, fewer men going to college, fewer men graduating high school, fewer men are able to succeed and climb up the corporate ladder. And why is that? Because there's a great big target on you. They have been trying to destroy men in America. And that's what's happening. And one day very soon, and look at what's happening, folks. Remember, we were talking about this a couple of months ago, where you have these new studies out where they're trying to feminize men in the military. Where they're trying to feminize men in the CIA. And I believe this is all part of a grand scheme to weaken this country, to weaken our military, so that we can one day be overrun. That's what I think is going on here. Puzzle pieces. We talk about them all the time on this radio program. When you put the puzzle pieces together, it's very clear where all of this is going. This is part of an effort to take over our country. And we've got to do something about it. So I feel bad for Coach John Gruden. I really do. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, by the way, say they're going to remove him from their ring of honor in the stadium. What for? He didn't rape anybody. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't beat the living daylights out of anybody. The NFL, they're more than happy to employ those kinds of people. But you're telling me a guy who wrote derogatory emails? That's the bad guy? I don't think so. Hey, look, we've got to take a break here. We've got a terrific show for you folks. 844-747-8868, Congressman Andy Biggs is going to drop by. Nancy Mace, Congresswoman, going to drop by as well. We've got a radio roundtable coming up. 844-747-8868. Our website, toddstearns.com. There are some great resources for you there, including our free newsletter and our free podcast. I would really encourage you to download that. We'll be right back, folks.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Now is your chance to enter to win one of six signed photos of President Trump. These were hand-signed by the president, and soon one could be hanging in your house. When President Trump signed these photos, he wanted to make sure all his supporters had the chance to get one. And now is your chance.
All you have to do is text PHOTO to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photo of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You'll get an exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text PHOTO to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photo. You don't want to miss this opportunity, folks. Our contest ends soon, paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, the only conservative talk radio program broadcasting from the southern states. And we take pride in a little Ray Charles down in Albany, Georgia, the pride and joy there. Ray Charles, great musician. Great to have you with us as well. 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. Now, Grace Baker, last night, I was going to save this for a little bit later, but I got to talk about this. So last night, a big middle school football game, Little Starnsy and the football team, they crushed the competition.
Nice.
And, you know, football in the South, it's pretty big. And even at the middle school level, I mean, it is,
yeah.
You know, the kids came out, they had like a huge tunnel with the smoke and music, and the football field looked like something you would see at a college level.
It's a whole production.
A big production. And so we were out there. Kyle was there. Of course, Kyle is, Little Starnsy is Kyle's brother. So the whole family was out there. We had the drone. Literal drone up, you know,
fancy.
Watching as the team came onto the field. Anyway, you know, at a lot of these sporting events at the college level, there have been chants that have crept up. Originally, they were profane messages about President Biden.
Yes.
Which we can't repeat on the radio. And so anyway, during a NASCAR event, you had a reporter there, one of the reporterettes, and she was interviewing, this was in Talladega, and they were the chant started. You know,
the bad chant.
Yes.
The chant
blank Joe Biden.
Yes.
Blank Joe Biden. And so she turns around and the winner's name is Brandon. I cannot remember his last. It doesn't matter.
Last name
doesn't matter. So the guy's name is Brandon. And she goes, oh, isn't that wonderful? The crowd is chanting for you. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. They love you.
Awkward.
Very awkward. Very awkward. Completely clueless. So anyway, now the chant, Let's Go Brandon, has been surfacing everywhere. So we're at the game last night. Our managing editor, Caleb Park, came along, and he happened to capture some of the chanting. Let's take a listen to what happened.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
That voice sounded very familiar.
It did it not? Can we play that again? I'm trying to place the voice.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Even at the middle school game. I don't know who that is. But
I'll figure it out one day. It'll come to me.
No, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Coming up after the break, we're going to jump into this story out of Loudoun County, which is absolutely obscene. So you might remember a couple of months back, there was a guy who was tackled by police. He was addressing the school board there in Loudoun County. And the police were called. They tackled the guy, dragged him out, kicking and screaming. And there was a lot of outrage about this guy. It turns out that the reason why he was angry is because his daughter, his ninth grade daughter, was raped in a locker room, in a bathroom, by a transgender kid, a boy who thinks he's a girl. Now, I want to set the policy here on the Todd Starnes radio program. We believe, and this is an old school belief, we believe God created male and female. Adam, Eve, that's it. Male and female. Everything else is a construct made by man. But for us, operating on this program, male and female So the idea that you're going to have a boy who thinks he's a girl wearing a dress at the school, going in and then assaulting, raping a poor child is reprehensible. The school board covered it up, and that's why the father was angry. And now we're getting word the same kid transferred to another school accused of doing the exact same thing. We're going to talk about that. 844-747-8868. What would you do, mom, dad, if that happened to your child? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Let's go, Brandon. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, now more than ever, it is so important that we support organizations that support our values. And we're so honored to have some incredible sponsors, longtime sponsors on this program. One of them, our friends over at Patriot Mobile, they are mobilizing freedom and also really one of the best phone companies in America. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar they get to organizations that we care about, that fight for causes we care about, whether it's the Second Amendment, whether it's for religious liberty, the pro-life movement. And that's why I made the switch to Patriot Mobile, and you can too. All you have to do, use the promo code Todd, and they're going to give you free activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile has a plan to fit any budget, along with some incredible discounts if you are a veteran or first responder. It's super easy. All you have to do, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. But if you want a special discount and free premier activation, you've got to use my promo code Todd. You say, well, I'm not quite sure if I'm ready just yet. That's okay. Give them a call. They're going to help you out. They'll answer all of your questions. They're super friendly. PatriotMobile.com/Todd or 972-PATRIOT. So look, we've been following this story for a couple of days now. A guy by the name of Scott Smith, he is a plumber, owns his own plumbing company there in Northern Virginia, Loudoun County. And he showed up at a school board meeting, and he was fit to be tied. We know because of the video that that he addressed the school board and was demanding answers for a horrible thing that happened to his ninth grade daughter. Now, the meeting was about the culture war and critical race theory and a proposed rule that would protect transgender students. Mr. Smith was not on the schedule for the school board meeting, but he wanted to have his say. And the school board summoned police officers to remove Mr. Smith. He fought back. He was bloodied and beaten by police officers. He was charged with a number of misdemeanor crimes and convicted. He was sentenced to 10 days in jail. That jail time was suspended, but he's got to be on his best behavior for a year. But his attorney points out that there was more to the story, and there is. It turns out that his daughter was raped. His daughter was raped, ladies and gentlemen, by a boy who identifies as a girl. Now, Mr. Smith was on Fox News Channel last night explaining what his daughter went through.
Basically, my daughter was sexually assaulted at the end of school in May of last year, and you know, I went to the school board meeting, you know, to see what was going on because I had seen all this crazy stuff on TV. And I went to see what was going on after my daughter had been assaulted. And, you know, there was some crazy stuff being talked about, you know, people for things, for against things. I wasn't there for any, you know, I'm good with gay people, cross-gender people, everybody, anybody who wants to be a good American, I'm good with. I went there to find out why our children weren't safe. And the next thing I know, you know, another parent, activist, you know, approached my wife and started antagonizing her. And I turned around and said, stop. And then I tried to tell the lady what had happened to my daughter. And she looked me dead in the face and said, that's not what happened. And that just struck me like, how do you know what happened? You don't even know me. And then she kept going and the police came and, you know, the officer was trying to help out. He said we needed to be kind to one another. And I said, okay. And I turned my head and she started in on me again and threatened my family business, my livelihood, everything that, you know, gives my family what we need. She threatened to ruin my business on social media. The next thing I know, I'm getting touched from all over the place. I didn't know who was touching me, who was grabbing me. I turn around, the police are grabbing me, and next thing I know, I'm tackled to the ground.
When I hear this guy's voice, I don't hear an activist. I don't hear a proud boy. I hear a guy who is anguished because the school district tried to cover up a crime. Someone violated his precious daughter. Now, the local newspaper has a lot more detail about what happened after the assault. So the girl goes directly to the, she is assaulted by this dude in a dress, a 15-year-old boy. She goes to the office. The parents are summoned, and then they're told not to say anything. And the dad goes on to say that they were told to keep quiet about what happened.
I was told by everyone, my attorneys, the prosecuting attorney, friends of the family, people I don't even know, that if I wanted justice for my daughter, that I needed to keep my mouth quiet.
What would you do in that situation? Now, the ABC affiliate says they've confirmed through the sheriff's office that the 15-year-old boy was just transferred to another school where he is alleged to have committed another crime against a teenage girl. And the school district covered all of this up. Keep in mind, the operative word here is this happened last May. They're in the middle of allowing any boy who identifies as a girl to go into any locker room. And now they're allowed to do that, by the way. That is the policy, that the transgender kids can go wherever they want to go. And nobody's allowed to say anything about it, including biological girls who might feel very uneasy about having a teenage boy walking around naked in their locker room. They're not allowed to say anything anymore. Those biological girls who want athletic scholarships, they're going to be bumped from athletic teams to make room for the boys who want to play on the girls' teams. That's what's happening in Loudoun County. So this poor dad goes and shows up, and he's looking for answers. He's looking for answers. But the school district covered all of this up because they knew if that came out, If they had reports out there that a transgender kid was going around and sexually assaulting, allegedly, girls in bathrooms and locker rooms, do you really think they would have been able to pass this radical agenda that was initiated by the Obama administration? This is how far back we're talking here, folks. What would you do, mom, dad, if that was your daughter? What would you do if you were Mr. Smith? What would you have done in that situation? Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. RJ in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. RJ, what would you do?
Well, first, thank you for taking my call. First-time caller.
Welcome to the show.
I have no problem going to prison for making sure you never touch another person's daughter again, especially if you touch mine.
Yeah, the school district was defending their decision to have him removed by saying he wasn't on the platform. You know what? When you cover up the sexual assault of your child, you don't need to sign up to be on the program. You show up and you demand answers.
Well, see, that's the problem with the school system nowadays. They're trying to hide so much so they get the funding. Unfortunately, it's the parents that suffer for that. And really, unfortunately, it's not the parents that suffer for that. It's the children that suffer, because the children try to tell their parents, hey, look, this is what happened. This is what was wrong. I was a police officer for 15 years. I told my kids, something goes wrong, you let me know and I will take care of it. But if they're told, if you ever say anything, we're going to suspend you. We're going to expel you. The kids are being threatened by the staff at the schools, never mind anyone else. So it doesn't even get to the parents' level. So how can you fix something if you don't know it's broken?
And to that point, RJ, how many stories have we heard of schools telling the kids what happens in this classroom stays in this classroom? You don't tell your parents anything. And when they ask what you're learning, don't tell them.
Oh, I was a police officer in Virginia. That was the normal. That was discussed the very first day of orientation. What happens on campus stays on campus. And I went, excuse me, what did you just say? And the children were threatened with you'd be suspended in school or out of school. You'd be expelled. And that was all at the discretion of the principal and the vice principal and whoever was in charge.
Now, RJ, are your kids still in school or have they already graduated?
One actually dropped out because of bullying. She quit school right before her last year of high school, and the other one graduated. But the other one that graduated was faced with a lot of reprise because her sister had dropped out of school. Oh, well, you know, why is she not coming back? And she dropped out because she was bullied. So she quit school.
RJ, looking back, if you had known, and maybe you would have had an option, homeschool the kids or, you know, get them, you know, again, school choice, would you have gone down that path as a parent?
I definitely would have homeschooled my children. I had an aunt back in Massachusetts that homeschooled all of her children because she did not believe in the curriculum that the schools were trying to teach. And her children excelled incredibly because it was the vested interest in her children's future. I don't know if you'd have that today. You have a lot of parents that, thank God, now they're waking up and saying, well, wait a minute, you're doing what to our kids now? For a while there, it was just drop them off at the daycare, which was the school bus, and we'll deal with it when we got home from work. But take a vested interest in your children, people. This is the future. This is what the country is going to. And if they're being told they can't do anything and they're being held back, what is that doing for us?
It's a great question, and RJ, a great call as well. Thanks for weighing in. And RJ says, you do what you have to do to protect your kids at all cost. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to take a moment here and just say thank you. We have been all this month, we are in the middle of a radio telethon, a radiothon, to help our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, the Christian nonprofit legal organization. And I just want to thank all of you who have gone to ToddStarnes.com. You have clicked on the Donate Now banner. People like you have made it possible for ADF to defend business owners like our sweet friend Baronelle Stutzman, the grandmother who owns a flower shop in Washington State, and so many others who continue to be attacked for exercising their religious freedom. But folks, I hope you just take a moment and hear me out. We need you listening at home right now, in your car. Maybe you are at work. We need you to step up right now. The threat is incredibly real. We've been telling you these stories for the past 5 years. Our founding fathers recognize that all people have inalienable rights that flow from our Creator, not mankind, our Creator. But secular forces are chipping away at our nation's Judeo-Christian roots, religious freedom, threatened. It's unbelievable. But our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom defend your religious freedom, and they oppose any and all attempts to compel people to compromise their beliefs or retreat from civil or political life. But as ADF's Matt Sharp tells us, the cause for their help is almost overwhelming these days.
Alliance Defending Freedom gets over 500 calls every month asking for legal assistance. And the only way that we can respond to those, the only way we can continue to defend people like Baronelle Stutzman or Colorado Baker Jack Phillips is through donations. Whether it's 50, 100, or 200, all of those go to enable us to take these cases and fight for our freedom of religion and our freedom of speech.
500 cases. Folks, that's why they need our help. I want you to remember this. ADF could only successfully defend these cases and the thousands of others impacting your freedoms because of the generous gifts from you. Donating $100 to the Freedom Fund. It's easy and it's 100% tax deductible. So I want you to help ADF stand up for your freedom at work, in the classroom, and at your church anytime it's threatened. All you need to do, super simple, toddstearns.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner and consider a $100 donation to the Freedom Fund, or you can give them a call, any amount, by the way, $5, $10, $20, whatever, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461, Alliance Defending Freedom.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast, it's Todd Starnes.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, folks. Hey, coming up after the top of the hour news, our good friend Victor David Hansen is going to drop by. Has a great book out. We're going to be talking to him about that. Let's get to the phones, though. Memphis, Tennessee, Kevin on the line from KWAM Radio. Kevin, what's going on?
Good to talk to you. A long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, Kevin. Great to have you on the radio today.
Thank you. Thank you. I love your show. I was just popping in on the last caller about, I raised three boys myself in Memphis, which is kind of tough, as you know, and I've always told them that if somebody does something to them, I'm going to try everything possible the right way first, but after that, being an ex-Special Forces guy, I might have to take things into my own hands.
And that is a natural parental instinct to protect your child no matter what. When I saw this guy and I listened to his voice, I just heard the anguish. This was a guy who was not getting justice for his child.
And I can't believe he was attacked like that when all it seemed like you said through his voice, he was just looking for answers as a good parent should. And it got turned around on him.
It's horrifying. And the idea that the school board tried to cover all this up, this is what set this guy off. So I hope that they're able to get justice here, and I think they will. But what's troubling, Kevin, not a single national news organization outside of Fox was actually covering this.
That bothers me immensely. I'm 63 years old. I've been around. I've done a lot of things. I just don't know what's going on in today's world. But your show is a good thing, and I try to back and support everybody that's on your show, and I'll continue to do so. Hopefully, we'll eventually get everybody in the right direction.
Well, Kevin, God bless you, sir. And I know you sound like a great American, and we welcome you to the audience. And I want you to give us a call back one of these days. We love hearing from our friends here in Memphis, Tennessee. By the way, yesterday, three people shot dead. The gunman killed himself in some sort of a postal facility here in Memphis. You know, when you look at Memphis, I love this city. This is my hometown, and it is a beautiful city. The people here are amazing, but I hate what the Democrats have done to this city. I hate what the mayor and the city council, all left-wing liberals, have done to our city. They have tried to dismantle our police department. They refuse to give our police officers the resources we need. Folks, here in this city, we are on the way to having 400 murders in Memphis, Tennessee. Our murder rate is one of the top in the nation, one of the top two or three in the nation. We've only got 1.3 million people who live here. Folks are afraid to drive on the interstate because we've got a sniper out there. More than 90 people shot on the interstate system. And I lay the blame on the Democrats who will not let police officers do their jobs. And this is happening all over America. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free number. ToddStearns.com, the website. Folks, hang around. Hour two coming up next.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, America, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us today, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Want to welcome all of our great patriotic listeners. And by the way, rule of thumb here on the program, if you are a person who disagrees with the opinion, the commentary you hear, we want you to give us a call, and you go to the very top of the line, 844-747-8868. We do not shy away from debate and conversation on this program, 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, is ToddStearns.com, and we have a live show blog that's up and running, and links to all of the stories we talk about, also all of the information surrounding our guest. And we have a very special guest to kick off this hour of the program, has a great new book out called The Dying Citizen, How Progressive Elites, Tribalism, and Globalization are Destroying the Idea of America. And the author is none other than the New York Times bestselling historian Victor Davis Hanson. Victor, good to have you back on the show.
Thank you for having me again.
And I have to say, it's one of these, for such a time as this book, so when you look at what's happening in America right now, Victor.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote it before, obviously, the Biden administration disasters, but I did write an epilogue halfway in March and added to the book. But what I was worried about is I tried to say historically, culturally, contemporarily, if you don't have a border, you know, a safe space, and you cannot distinguish between a citizen and a mere resident, and you don't have a vibrant middle class, then you're not going to have empowered citizens. And we're losing on all three counts with peasants. We're turning into peasants, tribes, and mere residents. And then I said, if you have an elite that is unaccountable, an administrative state of 2 million people, whether it's General Milley or John Brennan or James Clapper or Lois Lerner, and their judge, jury, and executioner, you're not going to control your own destiny. And then we have these evolutionaries who say, get rid of the 180-year-old filibuster. I don't like what it's doing to our progressive agenda. Get rid of the 233-year-old electoral college and scrap the 150-year-old nine-person court tradition or the 60-year, 50-year, 50-state tradition. I could go on. And then finally, we have these bicoastal elites who feel their first allegiance is some kind of international code of conduct or morality that the UN is supposed to adjudicate whether we're racist or not. according to Secretary of State Blinken or the International Criminal Court, to find out if we committed a crime in Afghanistan or the Paris Climate Accord. But why in the world we would surrender this exceptional sovereignty we have to a group of nations, 190 of them, only about 40% are democratic, is insanity. So that was what the book is about. And then I had contemporary examples, but it fed into this quite catastrophic period we're going through the last nine months.
Victor, you mentioned catastrophic conditions we're facing. Where does all of this end, and how long do you think the country has if we do not say, hold on a minute?
Well, I think what's happening is that what we thought critical race theory or new monetary theory or critical legal, these were academic parlor games. I've seen them going on for 20 years. But that nobody in their right mind would apply them to the real world. But when you do apply them, as Joe Biden is, you have no border. And you have 2 million people coming across in this fiscal year, none of whom are going to be vaccinated, while you're asking federal troops or Border Patrol federal employees to be vaccinated. That's unsustainable. Or you're going to call in the FBI because you don't like dissent at a school board meeting. Or I'm in California, and you can't find things on the shelf right now at Costco or Target. I mean, if you're going to pay people not to work and you're not interested in an economic viable plan, then you've got container ships packed, at the port of L.A. They can't unload. Nobody's unloading them. And what I'm getting at is the average citizen now can't buy gas at $5 a gallon with $100 limit. They have to keep, buy 20 gallons, then 20 gallons, then 20 gallons. Or you're not going to be able to buy Christmas presents. Or you're not going to be safe. And if you get assaulted, there's not a likelihood that the person who assaults you is going to be prosecuted. Or where I am in academia at Stanford, everybody knows if you say one word that's interpreted by an enemy of yours for political purposes, they can cancel your whole career. So that's not sustainable. And a lot of people are saying, I didn't want to get involved in this. And I wanted to keep out of it. I don't watch the NFL. I don't watch the NBA. I don't watch the Oscars anymore. So I've tuned out. But now I think the left is saying to you, we're out. You may not want us, but we want you. And we're not going to let you go. And so I think that's going to make people unite. And we're going to see it in the next midterms. And we're going to see it in pushback throughout popular culture. I think it's already starting, this go blank Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden stuff, and the school board stuff, and the pilots. And you're starting to see really angry grassroots across the racial, ethnic, gender lines. I mean, when you have Mexican-American communities along the southern border in Texas that are voting conservative because they don't want their communities disrupted by an uninterrupted flow of people from Central America or Caribbean or Mexico that are encouraged by wealthy elites in the United States. This is a new political dimension that we're witnessing, I think.
And it's fascinating to watch this unfold. I was in Newport Beach last week, and I saw those container ships. It was just staggering to see ship after ship just anchored off the California coastline. But Victor, we broadcast our show from Memphis, Tennessee. Our gas price is now at about $3 a gallon, which are outrageous. You guys, $5 a gallon. It's just unbelievable what's happening out there in your state.
Yeah, and I live in a community that's about 90% Mexican American or perhaps even illegal residents. And what I'm learning from my neighbors is this is intolerable. We can't afford to live at $5 a gallon or 27 cents a kilowatt, or the 99 freeway hasn't been changed in 50 years. It's death. And our governor is talking about outlawing, the whole landscaping business is dominated by Mexican-American families, small businesses. They're going to try to outlaw, gas-driven leaf blowers or lawnmowers, or they're trying to demand ethnic studies in high school when people are saying we need more AP, we need more math, we need more science. And so I think you're starting to see that this elite-driven agenda, top-down revolution, the Obamas, John Kerry or Meghan Markle or Oprah, all of that identity politics, critical race theory, wokeness, it's starting to affect people. And they're saying that this is not America. And your theories, when they're reified and concrete, are destroying my life. Where I can't buy a house, or I can't make a living when prices are going up 5 to 7% a year, or this zero interest stuff doesn't give me any interest on my meager passbook account. So they're looking at economically, socially, politically, and I think it's going to explode. I really do. I don't mean in violence. I just mean in a popular revolt against the left, no matter how much they control Silicon Valley or Hollywood or academia or K-12 or Wall Street. It's the people they can't control. And I think people are starting to say,
yeah,
wow, we're had it. We're done with this.
The Dying Citizen, How Progressive Elites, Tribalism, and Globalization Are Destroying the Idea of America is the book. We have a link to it on our live show blog. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Victor Davis Hanson. Victor, one of the things I'm really impressed with in your book, and I think this is the key, is that we have got to re-engage in the local level. It seems like all the attention has been focused on what's happening in Washington, but in reality, we've got to focus on local city councils, local school boards, and then those statewide races.
Absolutely, and I think that's why the left is so afraid, because they have created these local jurisdictions from top down, you know, sanctuary city, a local jurisdiction where federal immigration law does not apply, or a local ordinance that says you can't do this. Even if you have the federal government, they can't stop it. We had Donald Trump for 4 years. He could not stop this nullification of federal law at the local level as far as immigration. We had illegal aliens doing almost whatever they wanted, and you could not deport them in California. We have nationwide 550 of these jurisdictions. So you're absolutely right. The local jurisdiction can exercise a lot of power, and we've neglected that. And yet that's what people in talk radio and blogs can really do to encourage people to participate. I think people are going to have to wake up and say, you know, I am a dying citizen, but I'm not a somnolent citizen. I'm not asleep. I'm not in a coma citizen. If I don't snap out of it, this country in the last 9 months has radically changed. In the next 9 months, it'll be unrecognizable. And I think we can stop it. I really do, because I don't think that this is a top-down elite revolution. These are people who are very wealthy and very powerful, who have an agenda that has no popular support, but they count on these institutions of power, Silicon Valley, internet, universities, et cetera, to force feed an agenda down our throats. And I think people are going to, I know that my book, it came out the second day and the second day it was number two on Amazon. And suddenly Amazon says it's out of stock. And if it's out of stock, we can't rate it because we're not going to give credit until it's shipped. Even if people are ordering the book, we're not going to count it. And so it just started to, and then the publisher said, well, that's impossible. You have 30,000 copies. So all of us face this, I guess it's an electronic octopus or this liberal agenda that is so insidious, and it affects us, our children, our kids in the military, your daughter going to a bathroom in a school, or a federal senator, U.S. senator going to the bathroom and having somebody follow her with a camera. It's so intrusive. It's 360 degrees, 24/7. And it's a lidless eye, and it never sleeps, this progressive woke movement. And boy, nobody's going to escape it. So unless we're either going to die separately or make it together. And I think it's time everybody get together and unite.
I love it. And Victor, we're going to have to leave it there. Congratulations. This is a book everybody needs to be reading. I'm with you. I think we can stop this in 2022, and I think that the people are going to raise up and rise up in a very powerful way during the midterm elections. Victor, we've got a link to the book and your website over on our live show blog. Folks, get yourself a copy of The Dying Citizen. Victor Davis Hanson, thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right. Good guy there. Not sure. I'm not sure what the beeping was, but it's California. Who knows? It might be the Chinese listening in or Gavin Newsom. You never know. But seriously, what have we been talking about for so long on this program? It's all local. And this is why talk radio is so vitally important. And that's why they want to try to shut all of us down, is because they know that the key to stopping all of this radicalness in this nation starts locally, and especially on your school board. By the way, big story out of Iowa where a Republican, and this is the second Republican who's done this, a second Republican winning a special election in the Iowa House, flipping a blue seat to red ahead of the 2022 midterm elections, a pastor by the name of John Dunwell. And this is a district that has gone blue for decades, all of a sudden turning red. Again, a good sign. That doesn't mean that we can extrapolate from that there's going to be a landslide in 2022. But I feel good about it, and I'm wondering if you feel good about 2022. Are you hearing from Democrats, independents who are disgusted with what Joe Biden has done to this country? 844-747-8868. Opening up the phone lines, that's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hey, you know, we were talking about prices. We were talking about prices just a little while ago out the wazoo. And I was down at the grocery store. I was at Kroger yesterday, day before yesterday, and a lot of empty shelves there. I don't know why. I don't know what was going on. All I can tell you is I was there, and there were a lot of empty shelves. Well, you just heard Victor Davis Hanson say the same thing was happening in California at the Costco's out there. And I'm wondering, are you seeing similar situations in your local markets that there are empty shelves, supplies are dwindling? Give us a call. Let us know what's happening in your neighborhood, 844-747-8868. According to Breitbart, there are some big jumps in what you are paying at the supermarket for your food. For example, ground beef, you're paying over 10% more. If you want to buy a delicious steak, 22% more you're going to pay. Bacon, 19.3% higher. This is unbelievable, the prices going up. Baby food up 4%, ham up 7%. Apples up 7%, eggs up 12%. This is why, Grace Baker, you need to consider getting some chickens for like little Merlot.
Oh, no.
Out back, just put them out back in the little yard.
Well, Merlot might try to eat the chickens.
I don't know. Those chickens can take care of themselves. You know, they're kind of aggressive.
Spunky little things.
Get a little rooster. But that's, 12.6%. I was surprised. I went to the market and I didn't have that much stuff. And I was surprised when I got the final bill.
Me too.
It was like $75. And I'm like, what?
That happened to me recently. And I barely bought any like meat or anything. And I looked, I was like, what in the world? And I was just like, well,
it's Joe Biden.
That's all Biden. I just, sometimes I see stuff like prices on things or gas. I just go, thanks, Biden. Out loud. Just thanks.
That's it. It's the Democrats. It's the and you have to do that. Honest to goodness, I'm pretty vocal in the supermarket. And when I'm looking at prices or empty shelves, I'm like, hey, that's on the Democrats.
Brandon.
They did that. Oh, by the way, so this is probably one of the best Let's Go Brandons. It happened at the start of a NASCAR race, and they had a couple of kids. And I guess it was supposed to be some sort of a cute event. So the reporter's there. He's handing the microphone over to the children, and here's what happened.
They're going to help kick this thing off. All right, guys, ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Drivers, start your engines.
Let's go, Brandon.
That's brilliant. The reporter had no idea what to do. You know, I wonder if he was clueless. I wonder if the reporter's like, who's Brandon? What's going on here? Very clever kid. The kid deserves Chick-fil-A for life. I want to hear this one more time. Can we play it again? All right, let's take a listen.
Kick this thing off. All right, guys, ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Drivers, Drivers, start your engines.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I love it. You got to love this country, folks. So anyway, according to Breitbart, even going out to a restaurant is going up. So full service meals up 5.2% from a year ago. And if you're going to a fast food, 6.7%. Are you starting to see that? And what are you doing to fight back? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Hope you're having a good one. Nice and sunny here in Memphis, Tennessee at our flagship radio station. That's KWAM. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us Congresswoman Nancy Mace from the great state of South Carolina. Congresswoman, hope you're doing well today.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on again.
Absolutely. So we were just talking a few moments ago with Victor Davis Hanson, the great historian and author, and taking a look at these this inflation surge, which from my indication is about it's as high as it's ever been in 13 years. What are you hearing around South Carolina from folks going to the grocery stores and trying to do their shopping?
Well, literally the price of everything is going up. Whether, you know, because the rise in inflation at historic levels at 6% or just above that now, wages have grown 3% so far this year. Wages cannot keep up with the rate of inflation. And so everything is costing more, whether that's food at the grocery store, gas at the pump, where when you're going to buy a new car or other, some other project or object or whatever, everything costs more. And you know, inflation is taxation. And, you know, Democrats talk about, hey, we're only going to tax the rich and make corporations pay their fair share. And that sounds good. But when you raise taxes, somebody's got to pay that bill because money doesn't grow on trees. And those costs get passed down to the consumer, and we all pay more for everything.
We do, and there's this trickle-down theory, Nancy, because you've got to pay the essentials. You've got to pay your light bill. And that means you may not be able to go out to eat at the fast food restaurant. You may not be able to go out to a movie. And that means fewer people going to the movies and fast food. Those workers are going to suffer. You're going to be looking at layoffs in some of those industries.
Oh, absolutely. And because of inflation and the costs rising, and now we're looking at record spending, record tax hikes to pay for the spending after we're told it was all paid for. All of this is going to exacerbate the inflation issue, not to mention they're talking about printing money into oblivion. So every time the Fed prints money, it also adds to and makes worse our inflation woes. And last year, the Fed, they printed about $4 trillion. This year, they're on track to print that or even more. There are some members, Democratic members of Congress, including Nancy Pelosi, who think money grows on trees. I got to tell you, it doesn't. Somebody has to, you know, pay that bill, but that's what they want to do, and it's destroying everything that our economy is built on. It's going to make and hurt and harm hardworking Americans. It's not going to hurt the wealthy or the rich. It's going to hurt the folks that are doing the job.
And you know, Nancy, I mean, I know your story, and it's an amazing story, but the reality is most people in Congress are not like you or me, people who have to get out there and work hard, you know, to mm-hmm. pay our bills. We're talking about multimillionaires who are out of touch with the rank and file, you know, the middle class and the lower middle class in this country.
Right. I've been working since I was 15. I mean, just about every day. I've been working for a very long time. And I will tell you, Todd, I'm holding on to my 2011 Chevy right now. I don't want that car payment. The cost of buying a used car today, and I only buy my cars used because that's what I'm used to, is exponentially higher today than it was even 5 years ago. And I don't want to pay that bill. I'm driving it till it shuts down, which is going to be a while.
No, I'm with you on that. Nancy Mace, Congresswoman, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. New polling data comes out, and it's looking like President Trump is the guy in 2024. Mm-hmm. We're sort of focused on the midterms. What is your take here? What are you reading out there on this?
Well, I'm really focused on my district right now. 2022 is a precursor to 24, and I represent a swing district. I won my seat by 1 point, and people will say, hey, well, she's from South Carolina. It's bright red down there. Well, let me tell you, the area where I represent, it's not. And so I'm really focused on making sure that as a freshman, my number one goal is to come back as a sophomore. Not only that, but I want to help other freshmen that won swing districts in November also retain their seats, because it was in the midterms when we did not have a presidential year and did not have President Trump on the ballot where we lost many of these seats. And so I'm working overtime to make sure that we keep those seats in the midterms, no matter what's going on now or in the future. It's really important. I think that, you know, people are realizing when they voted for Biden, I think they thought they were getting someone who's going to be moderate, center left, and not be crazy radical socialists. But instead, you know, you have Bernie Sanders and you have AOC writing the budget. You've got Secretary Mayorkas asking, before he fires the Border Patrol for not getting vaccinated, asking if they can apprehend 400,000 illegals this month. It was 200,000 last month. And then we had we found out in General Milley and Lloyd Austin's testimony before Congress that it was President Biden that didn't listen to his military commanders on how to exit from Afghanistan. So we can have a landslide in a year and a half, but I'm not taking anything for granted, and know that we lost many of these seats in the midterms. And I'm working very hard to ensure that doesn't happen again.
No, and I'm with you, and I think a lot of others are feeling the same way. I'm very encouraged, and I think we're going to see a lot of independents and, quite frankly, some Democrats switch over and send a very loud message to the Democrats that we're not heading towards socialism. We're not going to let that happen. Nancy, hey, right. Do this. We've got to skedaddle here. Always appreciate you on the program, and thanks for fighting the good fight there for the good people in South Carolina.
Thank you, sir, as always.
All right, Nancy Mace, folks, a great American patriot, and she crushes it. And one of the reasons why is she's one of us. She was not born into great wealth. She's had to work hard for every single thing she got. And again, this is not a slam at anybody who's wealthy. This is just a reality that when you're making $2-3 million a year, you're not going to have you're not going to be living the same life that somebody who's making, you know, $40,000 or $50,000 a year. It's just a reality. And somebody's got to be looking out for those people as well. And the Republicans need to step up and do that. All right. I want to go to the phones here real quick. Josh is listening to us in Georgia, WDUN. And I understand, Josh, you work at a Walmart in Georgia. What's going on? What do you see there?
Well, we're noticing that the prices are going up exponentially. We're not getting stock in like we usually do. Take, for example, you know, we've seen ribeye steaks. They went up from $12.97 to $18.97. So, I mean, we're noticing not small increases, but we're noticing major increases. And it's kind of concerning. And I understand, you know, why people come in and they're frustrated and they're mad. But we're not getting the stuff in. And it's concerning to us. And we're thinking, you know, what do we do? You know, because we're just an associate. That's all we are.
So it's not your fault, Josh. I mean, you're not the one setting the prices here.
But it's you know, really my focus is with the meat department. But I mean, the meat is just the seafood is. I could give you a whole list of different items that I've seen. For example, you know, like scallops, it jumped from $14.98 to $19.34. You've got others that jumped from 17 to 23. I mean, that's different pictures that I've taken of how the prices have just jumped greatly at just one price change.
Josh, how long have you worked at Walmart?
For several years now.
Have you seen anything like this? Have you seen prices this high since you started working at Walmart?
No, I haven't. And what's concerning is, and we've talked about this, is that, you know, before when the entire pandemic started, you know, we had the food, we had the supply. But now whenever you go to the back rooms, there's nothing. There's nothing in our back rooms at times. And it's concerning because people come to the shelf, they buy it up. And I think to myself, if there's another rush like what we had at the very beginning of the pandemic, the supply is not there. It is just simply not there. And I hate to keep repeating myself, but it's concerning to me being on the front lines because I don't know what anybody can do.
Josh, I did notice that typically, you know, when I have to go to the grocery store, I normally go right after the show. It's 2 o'clock Central Time. Nobody. Usually it's a pretty empty store. That place was packed with people, and I'm wondering if folks are beginning to start we're seeing the early stages of the panic buying that we saw during the pandemic.
Yes, sir. We especially when Costco started the limiting of paper goods, for example, like toilet paper and things like that, we started seeing people come in. Now, right now, we've got plenty of toilet paper and stuff of that nature, but I did see customers coming in here and there and buying things, but I haven't seen a shortage on that. But definitely the price increases is there. It's come down maybe a dollar or two, but when you think a $6 increase, you know, a dollar or two, you know, that's good, but that's not great.
Now, Josh, I want to go back. You said ribeye steaks, $18.97?
Yes.
That's
a pound.
That's a pound. $18.90. Josh, sweet mercy. That's the apocalypse for me.
Yeah.
I may have to start eating lettuce. I may have to go vegan. That's terrible, Josh. Well, look, you hang in there. And, Josh, I want you to do us a favor. You are the eyes and ears here, and I want you to give us an update. Give us a call back. Let us know what's happening, because I suspect this is only going to get worse. By the way, Christmas stuff, are you guys getting reports that you may not even have, you know, things for Christmas?
We've been trying to listen. I've been hearing that a lot from different people from church and elsewhere, but I've already personally started buying stuff from Amazon and elsewhere for Christmas because I'm concerned. I know how the food is. I'm just don't see how the toys could be any different.
Mm. Well, I'm more concerned about making sure there's food on the table than toys under the tree, to be honest with you.
Yes. I agree.
All right, Josh. Josh, our investigator from Walmart hanging out with us. Josh, thanks for the update and the info. And this is good intel. We appreciate you calling into the program. $18.97, ladies and gentlemen, for a pound of ribeye steak at Walmart, of all places. I am going to have to go vegan. Oh, geez, Alou. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here, pay some bills. 844-747-8868. What is it like in your neighborhood, in your community stores? Give us a call.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we have been telling you all this month we are raising money for our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, and they are the one Christian nonprofit legal organization that's standing up for our rights. People like Jack Phillips, the baker from Colorado, and Baronelle Stutzman, the flower shop owner from Washington State, and so many other people who are being attacked just for exercising their religious freedom. But I want you to hear me. We thank you so much for all the people who have already donated. Our goal is $25,000. That's what we want to raise as a radio show, and we need your help. We have already donated. I've made a donation, and we would love for you to donate as well. And the reason why is very simple. The threat is real. Our founding fathers were very clear about this. They say that everybody has an inalienable right that flow from our Creator, not mankind, but from our Creator. Our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom are defending your religious freedom, and they're opposing any attempts to compel people to compromise their beliefs. And that's why ADF and what they are doing is so vitally important. Here is ADF's Matt Sharp telling us that the calls for their help, it's been overwhelming these days.
Alliance Defending Freedom gets over 500 calls every month asking for legal assistance. And the only way that we can respond to those, the only way we can continue to defend people like Baronel Stutzman or Colorado Baker Jack Phillips is through donations. Whether it's 50, 100, or 200, all of those go to enable us to take these cases and fight for our freedom of religion and our freedom of speech.
So again, our goal, $25,000, and we are almost there. We are literally just a few thousand dollars away from raising our goal, our number. And we need your help. And that's why what I want you to do this right now, go to toddstarnes.com and look at the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. You will see it right there on our website. If you donate $100 to the Freedom Fund, it's very easy to do, 100% tax deductible. So you're going to get a great tax deduction, and you're going to be helping a great organization like Alliance Defending Freedom. We want you to help them stand up for your freedom, whether you are at work, in the classroom, at your church, at wherever you might be, anytime it is threatened. So again, toddstarnes.com, and we're just asking for a $100 donation to the Freedom Fund. You can also phone in your contribution, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. And coming up in the next hour of the show, by the way, our good friend Congressman Andy Biggs, we've got an update on the border situation. Breaking news from Fox, their guy on the border now reporting that 70,000, the Biden administration has already released 70,000 illegal aliens into the interior of the country. So we're going to be talking to Congressman Biggs about the latest from the border. Also, Mary Walter is going to be here along with our good friend Harry Hurley for our radio roundtable. They're going to be weighing in on this Virginia school district and also the supply chain issues. Harry's got a brand new column out, and he'll be talking about that. We have that posted over at toddstarnes.com. Also on the website, you know, Halloween's coming up, and we're more of a fall festival family. We're not real too keen on the Halloween trick-or-treating. But an elementary school in Seattle has decided to cancel Halloween because they say black children do not celebrate Halloween. Is this true? Is this true that black children do not celebrate Halloween? I've never heard of this. I mean, maybe they do. I don't know. But we're going to get into that. We've got the story up on our website. Caleb Park, our managing editor, writing that story. Elementary school cancels Halloween, claims black students don't celebrate. All right. Hey, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, they haven't thrown us off the air yet. I guess that's a good thing. Welcome, everybody. I'm talking about the Biden administration. Welcome all, one and all, to the Todd Starnes radio program, your safe space for a good conversation and debate. 844-747-8868, that is our phone number. And if you are a liberal or a leftist and you call it, you go to the top of the list. We will put you on the air because we love debating ideas. And we believe that our ideas are the best ideas and the most effective ideas. And that's why we're willing to have liberals come on this program. Somebody who is not a liberal, though, is our good friend, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, our good friend, Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona. Hey, Congressman, how's it going?
Todd, fantastic. It's good to be talking to you. Good to be talking to a conservative, patriotic American after being in D.C. for the last day or so.
Oh, my condolences to you, Congressman. My condolences to you. Hey, real quick, before we jump into all of this, there's a new morning consult survey out from Politico, and they say that two-thirds of Republican voters believe President Trump should run for president in 2024. Are you surprised by those numbers?
Only two-thirds say he should. His approval rating still in my state is about 85 to 90%. So, no, I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised they're so low.
Here's where I think this is. I think the numbers are going to just explode among independents especially. And I think that things are so bad in this country. And I just shudder to imagine what things are going to look like next year leading up to the midterms. But I think we're going to see a lot of Democrats join the Republican side as well.
I agree. I agree with that. I call them the wedge voter, the ones that actually decide elections, not the base, but the people who don't pay too much attention. But they can't help but pay attention now, Todd, because you got inflation, you've got Afghanistan, you've got the border erupting, you've got the slowdown of supplies, you've got basically Carter. Remember Carter talking about the misery index, and you know you were going to have to turn your thermostat down and be miserable and cold and wear a sweater all the time. That's basically what Kamala Harris did about a month ago, and what Biden is doing these days, saying, hey, you're probably not going to get all your Christmas stuff now because of the supply chain problems that we have. These are all caused by the Biden administration. People feel that. It's overt, and they say we've had enough.
And I think people are saying that now. I mean, based on, you know, we've had yesterday there was a state race in Iowa, that district traditionally Democrat going red. And that's the second time something like that has happened. So I think people are waking up and they're realizing something. You know, this administration has destroyed this country, and we've got to do something to stop this, stop the hemorrhaging, and giving the Republicans control of the House and the Senate is the answer.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think people are looking and saying, wait a second, with CRT and everything, they're saying, this really isn't the Democrat Party that I remember. Even under Clinton, it wasn't as radicalized as it is today. And I think people are seeing that.
There is a report up from Fox News, Congressman, that I'm sure you have already seen. Here is the headline. At least 160,000 illegal immigrants have been released into the United States with little or no supervision by the administration since March. Your reaction to that?
Well, it's outrageous, I think that's a low number, to be honest with you, based on the numbers that I watch and track on a regular basis. I think it's could be as high as 1.5 to 2 times that. But, Todd, this is a crisis on the border. It is a calamity. And when you say 160,000, that's what they're copping to. But don't forget that you have 75 to 100,000 illegal aliens entering the country that are called gotaways every month as well. So you have this massive amount of people that are coming in illegally, and that doesn't include the million plus that we allow to come in legally every year. So we don't track them for – we're not tracking them for COVID. We're not tracking them for Hansen's disease, any other communicable disease, and we're not tracking them and vetting them to find out who's dangerous and who's not, because we only know if they've committed a crime in the U.S. previously. We don't know where else they may have committed a crime.
And not to mention the COVID situation, where these people are not being tested, they're not being treated, and they're being released, many of them infected not just with COVID, but Lord knows what. I mean, we've heard the litany of diseases that some of these people are suffering from, and they're just being released into our communities.
That's right. I mean, and so all these border communities really getting the brunt of it. But I can tell you, there was a flight I was aware of 123 unaccompanied children on there, and over half of them had tested positive for COVID, but they still put them on the plane and shipped them off to, well, in California, quite frankly. That's where they put, that was where that plane was going to. So this administration wants to crack down on American citizens and legal residents with mandates on vaccines, but they're going to release illegal aliens into the country with no supervision whatsoever with regard to vaccines.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in the Liberty University studios, our good friend Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman, my congressman is David Kostoff, and he just posted an interesting set of numbers on Twitter. He says, since September of 2020, gasoline up 42%, used cars up 24%, beef and veal up 17.6%, and the list goes on and on and on. What are you hearing and what are you seeing in your congressional district?
Same thing. Gas, since January, since Biden came in, gas has been up about $1.09 a gallon. That alone. So everything else is going up in price. We can't fill positions because people, you know, the employment is suppressed because of the federal policies. And the number one issue that we have, you got inflation, but we also have people who won't go to work and don't want to go to work. And part of that's the COVID vaccine mandates. Part of it is because there's this a ton of money given to individuals through the CARES Act and all that type of thing. So we're seeing the same thing, inflation going up, and also GDP growth. Although Arizona is doing better than most spots by far, and I've got a very prosperous district, the reality is the GDP nationally at 1.3%.
Wow. So where do we go from here, Congressman? 2022 is the stopgap. What do Republicans have to do to win next year?
I think we have to keep pointing out all the flaws and remind people what it was like under Trump pre-COVID. And then we also have to have a real positive, forward-thinking agenda on how we take control of the border, how we reduce taxes and stimulate the economy again, how we have a strong military, how we make sure the police is funded and make sure that dangerous criminals are taken off the streets, make sure that that folks know we are going to make sure that the economy is good again, and we have to keep those promises. They don't have to be big promises. They are very, very simple things to fix a lot of what the Democrats are doing, but they don't want to do it. Republicans have to do it. And if we are positive and forward-thinking, I mean, everything from CRT, I think we win big.
All right, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, and let's hope for a big, big win next year up on Capitol Hill. Thanks a lot, Congressman.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Todd.
All right, cheers. Congressman Andy Biggs from the great state of Arizona. And folks, it is so vitally important that we get out and we get out the vote. By the way, I've got to share this story with you before we go to break. This is a hoot. Rutgers University, they've got a football team, 3-game losing streak. But they're sleeping well. And you want to know why? Because I'm not joking here. The athletic department purchased a $12,400 power nap machine. $12,400 for a power nap machine. And this is while the university is going through some sort of a massive budget shortfall. But the football team has a device that allows the football players to take power naps. What does that even mean? You know, I only need one thing if I want to take a power nap, and that is my pillow. That's right. I'm telling you, I hit that, my head hits the my pillow, and I'm out like a light. You have got to get yourself an incredible MyPillow, whether it's the pillow, the mattress topper, the towels. I'm all in on MyPillow products, and so I sleep like a baby. And you can too. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and get yourself deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, the towels, and the pillows. By the way, Giza Dream Bed Sheets, love them. buy one, get one free offer just for Todd Stern's radio show listeners. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I want you to go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listener special for the buy one, get one free special on Giza sheets. All you have to do is enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. And be sure to use the promo code STARNS. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Have a good time here on the Todd Stern's radio program. A little kickback, great bumper music, little R&R hanging out, or R&B actually. You can have R&R while listening to R&B. It's all very confusing. All right, welcome back to the program. Let's get to the phones. I'm going to stop talking here. We're going to go to North Carolina, the talk station, great radio station. Matt on the line. All right, Matt, what's going on?
Hello, Todd. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead, there. Matt. Yeah, all right, let's put Matt on. All right, do we have you on the
to the meat prices, sir?
Okay, go ahead, Matt.
$13.38 for 2 pounds of pre-made hamburgers at Food Lion. That's kind of high.
$13.38 for a hamburger?
No, 2 pounds of pre-made hamburgers.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah, that is mighty expensive there. Matt, I'm just curious. You're going to the grocery store. Have you had to start deciding, okay, yeah, we're not going to be able to get hamburger this week? Or, I mean, are you having to make some decisions now?
Well, yes. I think I'm going to switch to chicken.
Well, there you go. Switch to the chicken. It might
be
cheaper.
I love chicken, don't you, Todd?
Well, I do.
You love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
My friend Doug Raymond loves Chick-fil-A also.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. Matt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Brad in Arkansas. Brad, what's going on?
Yeah, good afternoon, Todd. I've been listening, and I just want to express my lack of optimism for the 2022 election. You know, we hear the different guests you have on and how you say, well, we've all got to get out there and vote in 2022, which I'm going to do. But at the same time, I'm not very optimistic because nothing has been done about the 2020 election. And I suspect that the communists are going to continue to cheat. And they're right now trying to find new ways to cheat in order to control the upcoming election in 22 and 24.
Brad, I would hope that you've been listening enough to know that there are states that have been taking action, that have been putting in and implementing measures. But a lot of this is on us. Republicans are going to have to get out there and volunteer to man the polling stations to keep an eagle eye on these Democrats as they try and steal the election, because we know they're going to do it. I mean, they've done it in the past, but we've got to be there to try and stop them from doing it. And I do believe that when it comes to the congressional races, I think it's much harder for them to try and steal those votes. Now, you people in Atlanta, Georgia, yeah, that's over for you guys. I don't think they've resolved the issues there. Again, I think by and large, Brad, I think that we're going to be able to overcome the cheating in 2022.
I sure hope so. I'm going to get out and vote, and I'm going to look into being one of these poll watchers.
Good for you. That's what it's going to take. Yeah. All right, Brad, appreciate the call. Yeah, thank you for the call, though. I think he had the blinker on. He may have been off to the side of the road. I heard the blinker. Let's go to Benjamin in Texas. All right, Benjamin, listening to us on the live stream, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Hey, I just wanted to talk to you about some price increases in our area. I'm 18, and my parents do a lot of grocery store shopping, but for our pool business, we used to buy a 50-pound bucket of the chlorine tablets for about $74. Now it's about $160 for that same bucket.
Wow.
If you can even get it.
Wow, what is the?
We're having.
Are they supply chain issues there? Is that the problem?
There are some supply chain issues, and they've been limiting us to a certain amount of pounds that we can get per week. And they actually ran out of chlorine a couple of weeks ago, and couldn't even sell it. And it's happening all across our area. There's shortages for all kinds of other pool companies.
Well, and Benjamin, and the problem, you know, and I feel for folks like your family. I mean, you guys are in the pool business because those are luxuries. And if push comes to shove, people may have to pull the plug on the pool, pardon the alliteration. But, you know, again, you got to eat, you got to pay your rent. And some things are going to fall by the wayside.
Mm-hmm. And we've hated to go up so much on our customers, too, because we just hate to do that. So we're eating a lot of our profit by paying these expensive chlorine bills.
Oh, boy.
And
well,
gas prices, too.
Yes, and the gas prices are just nuts. Benjamin, thanks for the update, and keep us posted. And, folks, that's what this radio program is about. We're just a giant front porch. You can call in. Let us know what's happening in your community. The mainstream media, and the media is having to report this stuff now. And the reason why, it's beginning to impact their bottom line, especially if you're working in local TV markets, because those people make next to nothing on the TV news. I mean, it's many of them had to work two jobs. So they see this. If you're working at the networks, you don't care. But the rest of us, you care. You have to care, because this is your life, and this is your livelihood. So this story out of Seattle, the pumpkin parade at a local school has been canceled. The pumpkin parade, they say, marginalizes students of color who do not celebrate Halloween. So they're canceling the Halloween parade. They say these students have requested to be isolated on campus while the event took place. But in alliance with their unwavering commitment to students of color, specifically African-American males, the staff is committed to supplanting the pumpkin parade with something else. So they're getting rid of the pumpkin parade. They're going to do something more inclusive. Unbelievable. They say it's the pumpkin parade is an exercise in affluent white vanity that is wokeism. I'd like to meet the person who wrote that sentence. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. That guy, was it $18 for a ribeye steak at Walmart? Is that what the guy was saying? I don't know about this, folks. I may have to go vegan. I mean, this is fairly cataclysmic if the prices continue to rise. Hey, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary gal, had this. I'm not sexist. I just know it irritates her when I call her a gal. But Jen Psaki, just a few moments ago, weighing in on the supply chain issues. Take a listen.
Let me ask that a slightly similar but different way.
Sure.
Based on everything being announced today,
yeah,
can this administration guarantee?
Sure. Yeah.
That holiday packages mm-hmm. will arrive on time.
We are not the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx. We cannot guarantee. What we can do is use every lever at the federal government disposal to reduce delays, to ensure that we are addressing bottlenecks in the system, including ports and the need for them to be open longer hours so that goods can arrive. And we can continue to press not only workers and unions, but also companies to take as many steps as they can to reduce these delays.
All right. There you go. Wow. Let's go right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines. It is time for the radio roundtable with our good friend, WPG radio host Harry Hurley, the unofficial mayor of the boardwalk. And also, our good friend and radio goddess, Mary Walter. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Todd.
So exciting, but I cannot believe I have to get on the Todd Starnes Show to actually get to talk to Harry Hurley. You don't call or write anymore, Harry.
Well, it takes two, so I would say we're good friends. And this has to be just a misunderstanding.
Okay.
I feel like Dr. Phil.
He doesn't send flowers. He doesn't call.
No, I know, Harry, you know I love you, but you know, I've been on that end of the relationship too.
you don't want to be. I want to keep it really, really on the upswing. Peppermint Patty, that was something. You know what she also
Peppermint
said today?
Patty.
She also said the president has been working on this for months. So this means he just continues to be a spectator to his own presidency, an absolute failure. If he's been working months, then why do we have 250,000 shipping containers stuck off of the coast of Los Angeles, California, where 40% of America's imports happen? It's a disaster, and it doesn't have to be this way.
No, and Mary, jump in here, because I was in Newport Beach, California, looking out, and just as far as the eye could see, these massive cargo ships. And you know, Pete Buttigieg, Mary, he had to be thinking, man, this is going to be a cushy job, one step closer to the White House. And this is on him. This is his responsibility.
Yeah, well, you stole my thunder there, because I was going to say, gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I personally, I have total confidence in Mayor Pete, because, you know, he's on top of everything.
Yeah.
But to your point, remember, I think it was in March when Biden put together a commission. They put together a study. The focus, you know, they had a study group to figure out what the problem is. They released one report this summer. One. And that was it. And there was an off-camera gaggle that Edward Lawrence from Fox Business Network was at. And so there's no video or audio of it. It was off-camera. But he did this off-camera gaggle with reporters at the White House about this. And Edward asked him, if you get the ports to work 24/7, won't the containers just back up further at the docks because there's not enough truck drivers to carry them into the country? And he said that he thinks opening the ports will allow truck drivers to take loads in if they open them 24/7, the drivers can take loads in the really early morning hours, and then there'll be more open roads so they can make their deliveries faster and then come back for a second load. The problem is there's federal restrictions on how many hours these guys can drive in a row, right? And for good reason. We saw the accidents when drivers fell asleep, so I get that. But the other thing too is a lot of these ports and places where they're taking them have vaccine mandates, and a lot of these drivers are not vaccinated, so they literally can't go to some of these jobs to pick up and or deliver.
Yeah, and Harry, to that point, I mean, Atlantic City, a major tourist destination, and with inflation at its highest level in 13 years, that's going to impact places like Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Well, there's no question, Todd and Mary, and that's a great point, Mary, that you made. The harsh reality is we can't get the shipping containers here, and when we finally do, they sit for over 10 days idle. That was the average during the month of September. Who knows what's happening right now? So it is a very bad situation, and you know they're prepping us now that we won't be able to have Christmas. I mean, you won't be able to get Christmas presents. They're telling us this now before it hits mid-October.
So to Harry's point just now, sorry, Todd, but to Harry's point just now, one of the reasons that they're keeping them offshore is they have to make sure that no one on board the ship has COVID. So they have to quarantine for 14 days or 10 days or whatever it happens to be. But remember, Governor DeSantis said, hey, come to Florida. You can offload here. We have the trucks. We have the people. We're more than ready. They're not doing it. Why?
You wonder if all of it is on purpose. Some of this seems so impossible to believe, mm-hmm. but yeah. We were energy independent and a net oil exporter just nine months ago. Now Joe Biden is begging OPEC to open its spigot wider, and you just have to wonder, all these things that are happening at the border, we're paying all kinds of money to people that we tell don't build the wall, we have the materials, we have paid for the work, why aren't they doing these things? It has to be a plan. Can't be an accident.
You're right. And Harry, I know that you've got a column up offering some advice for folks. Being organized and planning early will be key this holiday season. We've got a link to that on our live show blog, folks. Harry, they are warning us that things are going to look pretty bleak later this year.
And totally unnecessary. This administration is abject failure, absolute disaster, and they just keep telling us that they have a plan, or we just heard the other day they've had a commission we didn't even know about, so we're going to hear about that all day long. They keep saying the president's about to speak, the president is about to speak on the supply chain issue. Just 9 months ago, 10 months ago, just remember, you paid less than $2 for a gallon of gasoline. Now, even in New Jersey, as Mary knows, it's over $4 a gallon. It's ridiculous and getting worse.
Hey. But it's full service.
Oh, yeah. You got that. Yeah.
Why can't you people? I don't understand you people in New Jersey. Why can't you pump your gas?
Why would you want to pump your own gas when it's crazy cold, when it's snowing, when it's raining? I don't want to get out of my car. The man comes, and sometimes if you're the only one there, they'll wash your windows too.
So Grace Baker's like, what are they talking about? So Grace, in New Jersey, you're not allowed to pump your own gas.
It's wonderful.
It's the law.
They will yell at you sometimes if you get out of your car.
How do we get that implemented down here in the South?
No, we don't want to do that.
I'm lazy. I hate pumping gas.
Take personal responsibility.
I will personally hand you the pump and you can do it.
It's the same reason I don't do my own checkout at the grocery store, because I don't work for someone until they discuss the vacation policy with me.
You should have taken notes, Grace, before you got hired. I'm just saying. Harry Hurley and Mary Walter on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines. Guys, another crazy story. We had Victor Davis Hanson on earlier in the show, and he talked about how parents are starting to rise up and fight back against these school districts. And we've been following this story out of Loudoun County, a horrible story. Where the Sheriff's Department now confirms that a boy who identifies as a girl has been involved in at least two sexual assaults at two different schools now. And the allegation is the school district covered all of this up. Mary, I'm going to start with you on this. The father was on Fox News Channel last night, and I just heard the anguish in his voice. He doesn't hate anybody. He's just, somebody has hurt his little girl, and he wants justice.
Watching that video of that man over the summer being taken to the ground when all he wanted to do was address the grievance of someone assaulting his daughter. That's all he knew. That's all he wanted to do. And I was shocked at the way the security treated him. I'm very concerned. I always thought that, like, if things went sideways in this country, the police would be on our side, and I'm not so sure anymore. I don't know. I would love to see him sue the pants off the board, but I think there needs to be an investigation. We need to find out who covered this up, why was it covered up, and what his redress for this is. But one thing they need to be careful of, this cuts across race. This cuts across any of the 47 genders. This cuts across ideology. When you're talking about your kids, you're no longer blue and red in this country. And they're being the administration and the left in this country is overplaying their hand, and they're making very strange bedfellows between groups that they purposely drove apart.
I mean, Harry, you're a dad. Can you imagine yourself in that position?
Oh.
I'm a dad, two daughters and a son. I'm also a former school board member. I'm embarrassed by their behavior. I'm embarrassed by that person supposedly in responsibility. I don't know her name, or I would say it on the Todd Starnes show, who said, "I don't believe you." I thought that people were supposed to be believed now, but I guess that only goes one way. And let's not forget, first it's something like that, and then you see the stated public policy of the Biden administration through the Attorney General Merrick Garland is to label parents who simply want to go to board meetings and redress what's happening, and they can't get answers, and they're being called domestic terrorists. Could you, Mary, could you, Todd, ever imagine that this would be happening in our country?
I mean, guys, we actually have some audio here of a lady who was from China, saw all of this firsthand, lives in Loudoun County, and she said, "You folks better wake up." Let's take a listen to what she had to say.
When I was in China, I spent my entire school years in the Chinese Cultural Revolution. So I'm very, very familiar with the communist tactics of how they divide people, how they cancel the Chinese traditional culture and destroy our heritage. And all this is happening here in America. Now they are labeling parents and concerned citizens like me as domestic terrorists. What that can do? You may lose your freedom. I do have a question. What's next step? Is the Tiananmen Square crackdown the next? Would parents one day risk their life just to speak up for their children. That's why I'm here.
You know, Mary, it's a great point she raises.
It is, and I've heard people, you know, discuss this and parents talk about the lengths that they would go to for their children. I think, though, that they're driving Americans, again, as I said, together. And when we are together, we are obviously much stronger than when we are divided, which was their plan all along. And they've spent a lot of time and treasure to divide us. But there's a big difference between America and China. And I hate to say it, but we are armed in this country for a very good reason. We haven't given up our guns yet. And that is the one thing we have to protect us from an overreaching government. And I'm not saying that that's where this goes, but I am saying when we make comparisons to China, to Australia, what's going on with the crackdowns there, it's one thing I hear all the time is there's still one difference between us and them. We have a fighting chance to preserve our country.
Yeah, Harry Hurley, final word.
Such good comments today on your show, the Todd Starnes Show. In honor of James Tiberius Kirk, William Shatner, who went to space today,
My word. The
Socialist Democrats used to do tiny little incremental steps that only people like us that did it for a living would be tracking and following. Yes. And saying, hey, look, they're going to be illegals are going to be voting in California within 10 years. Oh, no, you're a liar. Well, now they do. You look at what's happening right now. They used to go slow. They are now in trans warp drive with this stuff.
Oh, another Star Trek reference. Good for you. By the way, Harry, you would love the chief engineer of my radio station. His office is a Star Trek shrine.
Oh, dear Lord.
So he's probably past the Kobayashi Maru.
Oh, well, yeah, there's a portrait of Spock.
Know.
Yeah.
He'll know.
All right. Harry Hurley.
Don't encourage him, Todd.
I'm sorry, Mary. I've lost control of the program again. Again. Grace, help me out here. All right. Harry, Mary, always great hearing from you guys. And I know you filled in for me a time or two on this program, and our audience loves you guys.
Thank you, Todd. And Mary, nice to be on the panel with you.
Yeah, you too. Come visit sometime.
Will do.
All right. We got to get them down to Memphis as well. All right, Harry
Thank
Hurley.
You, Todd.
All right, thanks. Mary Walter, great folks in the radio industry, some of the good guys in our business. We do need to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Feeling the spirit of radio. Welcome back, everybody. A little rush to wrap up the day part. You know, I feel like a trivia question, Grace Baker. Here we go. This is a fun one. I'm calling an audible here. Who is the oldest person to ever go into space? The oldest person to ever go into space. If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to send them a signed copy of the new book. Why don't we do that? That's the prize for today. By the way, folks, Alliance Defending Freedom, our radiothon continues all this month, and we're honored to be a part of all of this, raising money for such a great organization, Alliance Defending Freedom. They are fighting for you every single day, fighting for your freedom. And all this month, we're raising money. And today, it's Freedom Fund Wednesday. And we want you to donate $100, all tax deductible, 100% tax deductible, to the Freedom Fund. Here's how you can do it. Go to ToddStarnes.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. That's ToddStarnes.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. When you do click on it, it takes you to our landing page. Over at ADF, and you'll be able to donate $100, $1,000, whatever the good Lord lays on your heart to donate, or you can give them a call, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. And you will have opportunities throughout the entire month of October as we take part in our very first Radiothon. $25,000 is our goal. We are on the threshold. And I would love to be able to tell ADF that today we surpassed the fundraising efforts on the radio program. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile phone lines here in the Liberty University studio. Maureen in Georgia. Maureen, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you, Todd. How are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking. Here is the question, and it's sort of a trick question, but I think you may be on the right path here. We want to know the name of the oldest person to ever make it into space.
Would that be as of today?
Go ahead, Maureen. I think you're on the right path.
William Shatner.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. It was, in fact, William Shatner, or as Harry Hurley called him, James Tiberius Kirk.
Yes.
But you know what, Maureen? I didn't realize William Shatner is 90 years old.
I know.
Right?
Makes me feel young.
And he looks great healthy enough to get on board a rocket ship. And the Blue Origin launched earlier today their new rocket, the New Shepard. And it was an all-civilian crew. And they made it up there 66 miles up into the edge of space. Hey, Maureen, I want you to hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a great prize package. Just our way of saying thank you for listening to the Todd Starnes radio program. Well, folks, it's been a lot of fun today. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. Don't forget, our newsletter comes out in just a matter of moments. Now is your opportunity to subscribe. It is absolutely free. We have sponsors. They take care of all the bills. We just want you to have the information. You can get our newsletter and our podcast as we continue to grow. We are one of the fastest growing conservative podcasts in America, and that's all on you. All right, folks, you get out there. Have a great day. Join us again tomorrow. Get your ham sandwich, diet, Coca-Cola, Baptist martini, whatever you like, and hang out with us. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.